Hey there, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine. I'm your host, and today is Wednesday, February 7th. And welcome to everybody out there. Welcome to all you new listeners slash watchers. Glad you were able to find us on whatever platform that you happen to be listening to this podcast. So if you are new, we read the Bible one chapter a day, 5 days a week, and on Fridays I am joined by my co-host Jeremiah, so you'll get a taste of him on Friday. We missed each other last Friday. I had company in town, so he took the reins for one day, but we should be able to record on Friday, hopefully. His job has been a little bit crazy, and I get that. So welcome to everybody. Thank you to all the longtime listeners. We're glad that you're here and following along and being diligent on reading your Bible every day, even one chapter a day. I mean, that's all it takes. And hopefully we'll keep this under 20 minutes today. So I'm going to go ahead and pray and then give you your Bible verse of the day. And then we'll read our chapter. Today we're getting to hear how what happens to David after he was caught cheating and, you know, killing poor, what's his name, the Hittite. I forget his name, but we'll find it today. Anyway, all right, let's pray. Holy God, mighty God, we are so incredibly thankful for all that you do and all that you provide. I say it every day, but we are. We want to first and foremost thank you. First of all, for being our Heavenly Father and for always watching out for us, for always providing for us, taking care of us. You know our needs before we even know what they are. And we're just so incredibly thankful that you're ahead of the game. And so thank you for blessing us either financially or health-wise or through our families. We know it's not a perfect life, but we know that with you, we will be blessed always. So, Lord, thank you for adopting us into this family. We are most grateful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and we're thankful for the blood that he shed on the cross and his obedience to you. If he hadn't been obedient to you, then, you know, we wouldn't have the gift of salvation. So thank you. Lord, I'm praying for you to order our steps, to guide and direct us every day. Keep us focused on what is most important. I pray you send the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us in all that we do. We want to be in your will. We want to be doing exactly what it is that you want us to be doing. So give us the wisdom to discern what it is that you want us to do. And keep us on the right path. Keep us on the right track. I pray for our hearts and our minds to be open as we dive into your word today. We invite you in. We ask you to anoint it and help us to see clearly what it is that you want us to see and understand in today's reading. Lord, I ask you to bless all those people out there. Whoever's listening, watch over them, and you know what their needs are. I don't, but you do. So I'm praying on behalf of them, whatever their needs are, please take care of them. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, today's verse of the day is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So we fix our eyes on what we cannot see. We fix our eyes on Jesus. We fix our eyes on God. And we have faith, knowing that ultimately we have eternal life with Jesus in heaven, because we believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. So we fix our eyes on what is not seen. We can't see him, but we know he's there because he lives within us, inside of our hearts. So we know he's there, and we have his spirit. So fix your eyes on what is unseen, and keep the faith, because we know that ultimately God is in control of all things. All right. Today's reading is from chapter 12, and we are episode 111.4, like I said earlier, and this is about David getting kind of what he deserves. Nathan rebukes David, chapter 12. So the Lord sent Nathan, the prophet, to tell David this story. There were two men in a certain town. One was rich and one was poor. The rich man owned a great many sheep and cattle. The poor man owned nothing but one little lamb he had bought. He raised that little lamb, and it grew up with his children. It ate from the man's own plate, drank from his cup. He cuddled it in his arms like a baby daughter. One day, a guest arrived at the home of the rich man. But instead of killing an animal from his own flock or herd, he took the poor man's lamb and killed it and prepared it for his guest. David was furious. As surely as the Lord lives, he vowed, any man who would do such a thing deserves to die. He must repay four lambs to the poor man for the one he stole and for having no pity. Then Nathan said to David, you are that man. The Lord, the God of Israel, says, I anointed you king of Israel and saved you from the power of Saul. I gave you your master's house and his wives and the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. And if that had not been enough, I would have given you much, much more. Why then have you despised the word of the Lord and done this horrible deed? For you have murdered Uriah the Hittite with the sword of the Ammonites and stolen his wife. From this time on, your family will live by the sword, because you have despised me by taking Uriah's wife to be your own. This is what the Lord says. Because of what you have done, I will cause your own household to rebel against you. I will give your wives to another man before your very eyes, and he will go to bed with them in public view. You did it secretly, but I will make this happen to you openly in the sight of all Israel. David confesses his guilt. Then David confessed to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Nathan replied, yes, but the Lord has forgiven you, and you won't die for this sin. Nevertheless, because you have shown utter contempt for the word of the Lord by doing this, your child will die. After Nathan returned to his home, the Lord sent a deadly illness to the child of David and Uriah's wife. David begged God to spare the child. He went without food and lay all night on the bare ground. The elders of his household pleaded with him to get up and eat with them, but he refused. Then on the seventh day, the child died. David's advisors were afraid to tell him. He wouldn't listen to reason while the child was ill, they said. What drastic thing will he do when we tell him the child is dead? When David saw them whispering, he realized what had happened. Is the child dead? He asked. Yes, they replied, he is dead. Then David got up from the ground, washed himself, put on lotions, and changed his clothes. He went to the tabernacle and worshiped the Lord. After that, he returned to the palace and was served food and ate. His advisors were amazed. We don't understand you, they told him. While the child was still living, you wept and refused to eat. But now that the child is dead, you have stopped your mourning and are eating again. David replied, I fasted and wept while the child was alive, for I said, perhaps the Lord will be gracious to me and let the child live. But why should I fast when he is dead? Can I bring him back again? I will go to him one day, but he cannot return to me. Then David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and slept with her. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son, and David named him Solomon. The Lord loved the child and sent word through Nathan the prophet that they should name him Jedidiah, which means beloved of the Lord, as the Lord had commanded. David captures Rabbah, Meanwhile, Job was fighting against Rabbah, the capital of Ammon, and he captured the royal fortifications. Joab sent messengers to tell David, "I have fought against Rabbah and captured its water supply. Now bring the rest of the army and capture the city. Otherwise, I will capture it and get credit for the victory." So David gathered the rest of the army and went to Rabbah, and he fought against it and captured it. David removed the crown from the king's head, and it was placed on his own head. The crown was made of gold and set with gems, and it weighed 75 pounds. David took a vast amount of plunder from the city. He also made slaves of the people of Rabbah and forced them to labor with saws, iron picks, and iron axes, and to work in the brick kilns. This is how he dealt with the people of all the Ammonite towns. Then David and all the army returned to Jerusalem. All right. Well, I did highlight quite a bit. I mostly highlighted everything that Nathan was telling him about the rich man and the poor man, and how the rich man took the poor man's lamb and killed it. And obviously, you know, that's basically like he said, this, you know, Nathan says, you're the rich man. You know, you took from Uriah, who, you know, he was a servant for you. He had but one wife. You took her, got her pregnant, and you killed him. So you're the guy that's in the wrong. And of course, he's going to be punished. And it says in 10, "From this time on, your family will live by the sword because you have despised me by taking Uriah's wife to be your own." I don't know what that exactly means, but I think we're going to find out. So David confesses his guilt. He says, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan's like, "Yeah, you have. But the Lord has forgiven you, and you won't die for the sin, but your child will die." And of course, you know, David begs for the child's life, but 7 days after this child dies, of course, David had been fasting, hopefully, you know, hoping that God was going to change his mind, but he didn't. And so, you know, basically he's saying, you know, I fasted because I was hoping God would change his mind, but he didn't. So why should I fast now that the child is dead? And so this I thought was kind of interesting. Now, I think this is the Solomon. I had mentioned before that he had another son named Solomon from one of the other wives, but thinking this is his son Solomon, the King Solomon, the wise man. Now, where the name Jedidiah comes from, I don't know, but I circled it after I highlighted it. And that's all I highlighted for this chapter, except that David, you know, captured Rabbah. That was just, you know, another town conquered by the Ammonites. So that's it. I basically, to me, what this is a whole chapter is about is how David kind of, you know, fell from grace, but God forgave him ultimately. And, you know, I don't think that David makes that same mistake again. I think this was the worst thing that he ever did, and I think he wasn't going to make that mistake again. So that's it for the reading today. But as always, I will give anybody and anyone who's out there who feels like God may be calling them, which I'm thinking if you found this website or this podcast, God's calling you. And I don't think this was an accident, because every day I say this prayer in hopes that people will be saying it, because we want as many people saved as possible. God wants everybody to be in heaven. He knows that not everybody's going to be there, but he does want that, I think. So I will say the prayer of salvation. And I hope that you make today your day, that you will say it too and become a child of Christ and a believer that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. Welcome into the holy family of Jesus and of God. You are brother or sister in Christ now. And it's a day of celebration. I say this every day. Tell somebody and go celebrate. Mark it in your Bible. Mark it in your calendar. However you want to make sure that you remember this day forever and ever. Mine's April 12th, 1994. You know, it's a day of celebrating. We also suggest that you get to a church, a pastor, somebody who can answer your questions. We also suggest that you get involved with your church. Dive in. You know, there's plenty of opportunities for volunteer work. There's ministries. There's Bible studies. So many different ways to use the talents that God gave you. God has given you gifts, whatever that might be. You might be good with finances. Maybe you're good at organizing. Maybe, you know, I don't know, administrative work. I don't know what your talents are, but pray about it. God will tell you in what direction to go. And we would love to hear from you. If you did receive Christ today, you can email me, Lorraine, at leapoffaithpodcast.org, or you can email Jeremiah at leapoffaithpodcast.org. Message us on Facebook or Instagram, however you want to get a hold of us. But we would love to hear from you and hear that you accepted Jesus. So that's it for today. I don't know what time of day it is. I don't know what day it is for you. It could be today, tomorrow, a year from now. I have no idea when you found this website. But I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that you're a part of this journey that we're on. So that's it for today. God bless you. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.